Well, did you know September is National Coupon Month, where frugal parents maximize their weekly budgets? A new survey, though, finds that most kids are not taught how to save money. So are we raising a generation of financial illiterates?
Joining us live now, Trey Bodge, who's the senior editor for RetailMeNot.com's Insider Magazine. Welcome to WTOP, Trey.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, so talk a little bit about parents and whether or not they're talking to their kids about fiscal responsibility.
Well, you know, we did a survey and we found that, you know, while 8 in 10 parents do talk to their kids about financial responsibility here and there, it is not part of their regular daily conversations. And, you know, obviously we fear in these tough economic times that we might be raising kids who are going out into the world and not having the knowledge they need to manage their own finances.
And have you found that kids are getting anything in the way of classes at school that teach them about more advanced financial matters, things like that?
You know, in fact, we are finding that they're not. The parents that we surveyed said that they don't have an established curriculum in the schools, so that's a concern as well. I mean, what, you know, RetailMeNot, what we specialize in couponing, and so what we've done is we've partnered with Junior Achievement, which is the world's largest nonprofit financial responsibility education program, and we've contributed to their curriculum this year, you know, particularly on the topic of couponing. So this will be available for middle school teachers, you know, in D.C. They can log on and download this program and teach it to their students, which then we hope will, they will bring that conversation to home.
Well, give us some idea. How can kids actually save by using coupons, and how do they go about that?
Well, there are so many ways. I mean, from your day-to-day grocery store trips, you know, moms and dads can clip coupons from the circular and go to the grocery store and broach the subject with their kids that way. But also, you know, you can do some of your online shopping with your kids instead of doing it on your own. Sit down with them at the computer, and if you need to buy a gift for a relative, sit down with them and look around online, do some price comparison sites. Go to like Price Grabber or Next Tag, but also visit sites like RetailMeNot.com, where we have hundreds of thousands of coupons available, and you can actually show your kids how easy it is to save.
You always wonder how people remember to bring the coupons. Thank goodness for the internet, because you can just look up the codes and things like that, but it's so hard to actually bring them with you when you need them. You think you have it, you don't. Is there anything else that the kids can take away from parents? A lot of adults are really not being the best example when it comes to financial responsibility, so kids, I think, maybe are just following in those footsteps.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as parents, we've made a lot of mistakes, especially over the past several years. You know, parents are taking on loans that they're not able to repay. So it's really important that we all buckle down. And, you know, kids do mimic what their parents do. So if a parent is spending excessively, the child is going to have that same expectation. So we need to teach by example and try to be more frugal and take the kids on the journey as well. And just think about if you have high school-age children that you're sending out into the world or to college, it's so important for them to understand, you know, the difference between a debit and a credit card, what interest is, you know, how much trouble they could possibly get into if they're not repaying those student loans and credit card bills on time.
And it's a conversation that parents should be having with kids in addition to all the other important topics that they cover.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to start very early, you know, start at 3 or 4 and, you know, with the simple, you know, coins and bills and the value of them. Get them set up with a savings account with a passbook so they can see their money growing and show them the difference between if they were to spend that money versus to save it. And then as they get older, you know, those conversations can become more in-depth as well.
Does make a difference. Trey Bodge, senior editor for RetailMeNot.com's Insider Magazine.
Thanks a lot, Trey. We appreciate your being here.
Thanks for having me.